Given the seriousness of this oil spill, it's very difficult for me to call this an anniversary. What the National Wildlife Federation has done is released a report that I authored called A Degraded Gulf of Mexico, Wildlife and Wetlands, 2 years into the Gulf Oil Disaster. What I do in this report is I give an overview of the status of wetlands as well as five species or species groups overall in the Gulf, but also as a result of the oil spill that occurred. The main message I think that we need to understand is that this oil spill is not over. It is far from over. We do expect that the impacts will last for years, if not decades. And the evidence that has been released to date is giving us indications that, unfortunately, this is very much true.
What are some of the effects that you're finding on wetlands, for example?
Well, the National Wildlife Federation had a team on the ground just last month in March of this year, 2012, and where we went, there was oil still oozing out of the wetlands. We found an oiled bird. There are still problems that are occurring there, and one of the issues is that a lot of the information that's being collected to understand the impacts of the Gulf oil spill is not being released to the general public. Under the Clean Water Act and actually the Oil Spill Pollution Act, the federal government is undertaking a natural resources damage assessment to determine the impacts of the oil spill. Most of that information is being held secret. It's being held confidential because of the legal proceedings that are going to be coming up against BP. We need to have that information released because these are waters of the United States. They're your waters. They're my waters. The wildlife are not owned by BP or the federal government. They're owned by all of us. We need to have this information released so we can have a better understanding and so that we can develop an appropriate response to the spill that occurred.
You said you're looking at five particular species or species groups. What are some of those groups and what are the effects that you're seeing?
One of the species groups that I'm most concerned about is, of course, the dolphins. People that live in the Gulf Coast area are familiar with strandings of dolphins where impaired or dead, usually they're dead, most of them are dead, wash up on the beaches. In the last 26 months, 24 of which have been since the oil spill started, there have been hundreds and hundreds of dolphins washed up on the shores, far above historic averages, four times greater than the historic average for a similar mortality event. And this mortality event of 26 months is 2.5 times longer than any previous observed mortality event. Clearly, the oil spill is very suspect in causing this unprecedented, as the government calls it, this unprecedented die-off of dolphins.
There are some reports of fish in the Gulf of Mexico that have large open sores and strange black streaks. Do you know if that's attributable to the Gulf oil spill, the Deepwater Horizon spill?
I do not. I have heard similar reports of fish with lesions. However, I've been unable to find scientific data to substantiate that or to identify what was the cause of those lesions where people were able to collect the fish. This is why I'm pushing for the natural resources damage assessment information to be released. I simply don't have the scientific information available to me to say that the problems that are being reported or observed can be attributed to the Gulf oil spill because it's not being made available.